So I prayed, come up here, Brian, if you would. I prayed during worship. I said, Lord, I want to model this, and I want a word of knowledge. I pray that you would release, specifically I asked for this. Luke was playing. So would you release a word of knowledge for someone in here that we might model this and we might prophesy and bless someone? Well, then Brian, two rows back, sends me a text right before I get up there. And he says, I believe I have a word of knowledge to release here whenever the right time is. So I don't know what it is. We're going to practice. We're going to see what happens here.
So I was praying this morning, and I just heard the Lord whisper to me, you need to do your job as a prophet. So I was like, okay, Lord, show me something. And the Lord says, sorry, sometimes I cry when I prophesy. I believe it's because the Lord's heart is tender towards this person that he has a word for. But the Lord said to me, just clear as a bell. He's like, there's a lady in a green shirt. What's your name, ma'am? You. Melinda. And I just heard the Lord say, just super clearly, I'm restoring the years that the locusts have eaten. The verse that you preached on. And I just heard the Lord say, the enemy has come after your family. Do you have boys? Do you have one or two sons, or you have two? I heard the Lord say, she has two sons, and I'm sounding a trumpet call to bring them back to me. That he's saying, I want to pull them in. And I just like saw the Lord just blowing a shofar and saying, I'm calling this family, and I believe it starts with you. And the Lord says, I want to do a work of revival in your family, and it starts with you. And he's calling you, Melinda. And so I'm just going to pray that now that will go forth, and that will happen. Mm-hmm. So Lord, we just speak that out. We speak that those sons will come back to you, Lord. And Lord, that they will be restored. And even if they're walking with you in a measure, Lord, that they would come stronger, Lord, and they would start to operate in gifts, Lord. Yeah. They would lay down the sins, Lord, and they would be called. Lord, we call them forth right now in Jesus' name. We say, come walk with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come walk with Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for restoring the years that the locusts have eaten. Lord, you do it. You can only do the impossible.
Yes.
No man can do it. But Lord, I pray that Melinda would lead the way by interceding and reaching out and praying and crying and laying down her life. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Restoring the year of the locusts of Eden has been multiple times today. Sometimes there's a sorrow about what happened in the past, and you want the Lord to restore, and you want him to bring back maybe what was lost. Maybe it's a person or a relationship, or it's maybe a calling that the Lord had on your life that you feel like you've drifted away from.